This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing. Brian, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, we're seeing weakness in corn again, so that looks a little sour. We're down a nickel on most contracts. You're seeing wheat prices firm, though, anywhere from 2 to 4 higher. And then when we look over at the bean complex, down 15 to 17 with March leading the way. Downward today. A little more conducive forecast, it looks like, for Southern Hemisphere. And so off on that and a little bit more political tension. Things are a little challenged right now, corn and soybeans.
And are we in a window right now where there's just uncertainty with those two things, waiting to see how that weather will play out because it does look more favorable for South America, and then also the uncertainty because of the recent attack on some of those shipping lanes in the Middle East?
Yeah, and you never know how that news might be perceived, but it looked like yesterday when corn prices were off, the open interest rose. So it told me that the net of it was that there's more selling. I think the other unfortunate thing right now for a lot of producers is just because of the nature of 2023, there weren't as many bushels that were, let's say, priced ahead or sold ahead. So farmers, after having for many better yields than they thought, have this extra inventory and starting to look ahead, and the end user knows it. And it's just, you know, it's kind of a bit of a quagmire right now, kind of a poor case scenario.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided in the way of obstacles, as well as learning experiences. But of course, the most important thing is that December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones while celebrating the holiday season. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
At midday, March corn is down 4 3/4 at 472 1/4. January soybeans down 14 1/4 at 13.12 3/4. On the Merck, February live cattle down 15 cents at 169.47. January feeder cattle down 5 cents at 223.12. February lean hogs down 70 cents at 70.87. February pork cutout unchanged at 81.72. Class 3 milk up 6 cents at 15.65. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.